Alright, welcome to Brave New Dungeon. My name's Big Al. We're about to start the show. This is a D&D live play podcast with a little Dungeons & Dragons talk in between. So, hope you're ready. Strap on those dice bags. Here we go. Alright, welcome to Brave New Dungeon. My name's Big Al, back again with another show. This time it is Oyen Hamil, episode 11. Wrapping up session 2 of the Oyen Hamil adventures. So, we'll hop right into it. They're meeting back up with Ricky. So the other players for this session were Santiago, the human fighter, Sturm, the cleric, human cleric, of course, Ricky, the gnome fighter, Phelan, the wood elf monk, and Alborn, the elf mage. We did record a session 3, so look forward to that. Much more to come from the boys of Oyen Hamil. Eventually, you know, they got to get back and deal with that hill giant. So, that's it for now. I will see you on the other side. Sweet. So, is anybody else want to do anything before the meeting?
I just think I stay in the temple, heal up, right. Sleep it off.
Yeah, sleep it off.
As one is apt to do in this day.
Yeah. Alright. So the next morning, bright and early, everybody's back full HP. Nobody even spent any hit dice.
Huzzah!
Oh, thank God, on all the spells.
Wait, are we level 3? Probably not going to do that now, actually.
No, yeah.
Not now.
Shoot, yeah, but I bet that experience would put you over.
So, I only need 200 more, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, but, yeah, we can't do that now. So the next morning you head down towards the slums. Meet with Telia and meet her mom, who is in horrible shape, in horrible condition. And she says, "I can show you how, the way down," and takes you to a sewer grate that can give you access to the sewers. And as you go down into it, it is about like what you would imagine a sewer to be like. Stinky, stanky, wet, dark.
Yeah, none of that shit for me. I smell gone. Stand my fingers, doesn't smell bad at all. Kind of dry my shoes off. I ain't having none of that shit.
Yeah.
Precipitation, I love it.
It's like a good cantrip.
Prestidigitation, yeah. Minor illusion. Those ones are what make you really you can be a lazy magic user.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it smells bad. Yeah. No, it does not. I smell lilacs. Oh.
That's the best part. This water that I just poured into my cup using my mage hand that I got from the rack over there, it's hot now and tastes fantastic. How's right? Your drink?
It tastes bad because I made it taste like salt. Suck it. Pick one and suck it.
It tastes salty.
Yeah. So you guys start heading down into the sewers.
So, the sewers, what do they look like?
Dark and dank.
It always ends up in a sewer.
That's right. Let's, we can move some tokens over to another page where we can draw out some stuff. Let me just grab the guys that you guys already used here. Oh, you need to adjust your hit points and everything. Maybe I'll just use the tokens from the first page because they should all be good or no. Let's take those. Because nothing else has changed. Unless you've changed spells or anything. This should all work out pretty good.
I did swap one spell out, but I did it beforehand. So.
Alright, so... I have... Let's see. Let's do that. Let me change this. And then I will bring you over here. And... you should all be here.
Dark sewers, yay. Oh.
Alright, so it moves along up to the north like that in that direction. Wet, dark. Somebody got a light.
Dank.
I cast light on the diamond on top of this.
That's right.
Last for an hour, no concentration needed.
So it is lit. And everybody is lit. Yeah, you can move on up through that way.
Okay, I'd rather be in the middle, not in the front, just because I'm squishy.
I'm medium squishiness, so I'm just going to be in the middle. Makes sense.
I think me and...
I think Ricky and
Sturm.
I think Santiago and Sturm might actually have the highest. Ricky, don't give a damn. Ricky's going home.
I have a 19.
Ricky, get back here. You're the light.
I want to be the bill. Stop it.
I think Santiago and Sturm are actually number one in terms of AC.
I have an AC of... well, right now my AC is only 13, actually.
How come?
Mage armor wore off.
Santiago,
I'm a wizard. We don't have AC.
Santiago's got 19 or 18. And I would assume Sturm has the same 18 or 19.
I have a 19.
Okay, are we actually starting to walk?
Yeah, they're moving along.
Okay, as we do this, I'm going to start weaving incantations and casting mage armor over myself.
Okay.
So there's going to be my first spell slot used. Well, guys, I'd say we take the left branch, but I'm going to metagame and see that's useless.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I haven't revealed everything.
Let's go ahead and take the left route. I cast Guidance on myself.
Okay. How many people can you cast Guidance on at once?
Whoa!
It's a concentration.
Okay. Poopy, so poopy.
Oops, change the color on my...
Ricky, don't give no dams. Oh, someone's drawing.
As it goes.
I for some reason can control Alborn.
Yes.
You are mine now. You belong to me.
No, stop it.
You are mine now.
I'm not your bitch. Yet.
Whoa.
Let's see.
Al, give me soul control over my guy.
I know. What the hell?
He's zipping around.
Oh, that's so funny. Why did that happen?
Did someone just move you off into the darkness?
Yes. Stop it.
I'm moving him back.
These are some seriously narrow hallways.
Yeah.
Tight, wet passages.
All right, are you still around? All right. So yeah, so you moving through, and then you get to this kind of room type deal that has a couple passages moving off, and roll a perception check.
No, wait.
Watery.
25. Hello.
21.
Damn. This campaign in my perception.
Yeah, 25 and 21. So Phelan and Alborn and even Sturm, you hear splashing noises coming from both of those passageways that move away out of this room.
Something is coming. Block the passageways. I stand, like, here and motion for someone come. Make it choke point.
Okay, quick question out of character.
I'll stand in the middle.
Who here has the highest AC? Because if I equip my shield to tank,
not
I
me.
Have 18.
Sturm has a 19.
Oh, okay.
Santiago also has 18 or 19.
Should I keep my shield on, or should I just go full retard and just go full 1d10?
I'm feeling the shield because you can't actually get the 2d6 greatsword damage.
Right. Yeah. So, alright, I'll keep my shield up. I will keep it up.
One day, though, you'll find the gnome greatsword.
One day.
Yeah.
The sword of true gnomeliness.
Okay.
So as you're preparing, you're hearing the noise. A few snakes, little ones, you know, come, you know, floating in on the water. You know, just trickling in. From both directions.
Do we know which way the noise is coming from?
Both directions. Both. Yeah.
Oh,
surround the passages. Form.
I stand in this passage and I block it with my body and my shield.
We could retreat back to the other choke point.
What happened in Santiago?
Yeah, Santiago, no, you here?
I feel
can you
like
put me back on the map.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I feel like if we stand in this hex and this hex. And this hex with the one I'm in, it'll make like three people, and they'll only be able to attack from that one hex right there. So it could be that would be more of a choke point than standing in the doorway, I think.
Alborn has no problem with letting you guys stand in front of him to fight these things.
Or actually, wait. Actually, we should just have Ricky, like, there, and then Santiago.
I think
there.
Santiago, yeah, exactly. Santiago.
And then me here, and then, yeah, Sturm there, and they can only have one person in this one hex here.
Yeah, and then Alborn will sit. Here. Yeah, and if I sit here, I can see both ways and still make shots.
And Ricky can, if you get back one hex, then the hex you're in would be the only hex that an enemy could attack these two hexes from, and it would form a choke point.
So just tell me where to block with my body, and I will. Okay,
you, Ricky, block, yeah, one of those two, and Santiago block the other.
Yeah. So and then that way, an Alborn can just provide ranged fire support from. Yeah, this is the ideal.
This is ideal.
Yeah, as you're moving up, and more snakes, little ones are coming through, and they kind of move towards you. They want to bite you, but there's just a few. Little ones here and there, and the noise starts to get louder, and coming down from both directions is just this massive tangle of snakes.
Oh shit!
Just barreling towards you, just filling up the wall.
That doesn't sound good.
They're coming at you. Let's put the turn tracker up.
Oh boy!
Let's clear it. Don't roll your stuff yet. Wait. Remove all turns. Clear, and now you can roll an initiative.
Oh, that's not bad.
What'd you get? 18 is nice.
I've usually had pretty good initiatives, but 5. Ugh. The first bad one, I think.
Well, we just need to see how Ricky does.
Alright. Are you guys ready?
Do it up.
You're never ready. Initiative!
Oh, man.
What do you get?
I mean, 18. Would Burning Hands... How does Burning Hands working in swarms.
18.
I can hit everything in said swarm.
I feel like,
so,
yeah,
Ricky, what's your dex?
My dex?
Yeah.
Well, wait, couldn't you, like, could you potentially step into their square, cast Burning Hands, and then step out?
Oh, I have evocation. I can cast it around them.
I have 10 dex.
Okay, so I go first. Because I have 16 dex.
Alright. Anybody else tied? Nobody else tied. Dang it. Alright. So, yeah, so this massive, roiling, writhing glob of snakes just comes barreling down the hall. Alborn, you are up.
Okay. Alborn's going to take a step forward. Let's get this measuring device out. So, yeah, I can hit him from there. He's going to take a step right behind. That was right quick. He's going to go right there, right behind those two. Wave his hands in front, and they're just going to, like, seamlessly go over and around the gnome and Santiago is a human, right? Doesn't matter. They're going to go around and hit the snake. So I get a roll 3d6 damage, and then they make a dex save of 13.
All right.
I mean, I assume each individual snake has less than half of 3d6 life, right? So I assume they'd all just get roasted by Burning Hands.
Yeah, that's 15 or 7 if they fail.
Alright. Alright, dex save. They have a plus 4, an 18 dexterity.
Ooh.
So. Boom, boom, boom. That is a save. Half damage, half of 15 is 7.
But I mean, like, it's a swarm, right? So each individual snake takes the damage, right?
No, that's not how that works.
I mean, shouldn't swarms have some kind of disadvantage against area of effect spells, though?
Not in 5e.
That's really weird. Then I guess magic missile would have been better.
It doesn't matter. Actually, no, probably not for. I guess 7 damage, yeah. It doesn't matter.
3d4 plus 3?
Yeah, it would have been better than 7. Not 15, but 7.
It's an average of 10.5, right?
Right. It would have been, yeah, if they hadn't made the save, yeah.
Well, there is no save against magic missile.
Right.
It doesn't matter. What's done is done. And right. Then he'll take a step back and go back to his original.
Narratively, it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold action.
Ricky, you are up.
All right. All right, so I guess I'm just gonna roll to swing at him, just blandly.
All right, step up into the hall.
But then you block Santiago. I tell you, just hold action.
I step.
Not necessarily short.
Santiago can swing over Ricky.
Could that happen? I am pretty short.
Yeah, but then he's gotta go swing downwards into snakes.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, he doesn't have a 10-foot reach, so I don't
know. Solve this problem whenever it arises. Trust me, guys, I got this. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
I attack. Boop.
Ooh, 10.
It was a valiant effort.
That was, yeah.
Yes.
It's a good swing.
You know what? You know what? Inspiration. I'm joking. I don't want to.
Waste that.
Yeah, I'd rather wait until it could, like, save somebody. That would be better.
Use it on a death saving throw or someone an old one.
Huh.
Something like that.
Well, that's a tough one with inspiration when you already see what the second roll is on the advantage.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
I think you'd have to.
You're supposed to announce it first.
Yeah, I think you'd have to roll. I think you'd have to roll again another d20.
All right. Can I move back?
That would
provide an attack of opportunity.
Okay. It would what?
Provoke an opportunity attack.
I'll take it.
Well, fortunately for you, their attack is a 0-foot reach.
Yes.
So that they can't. I don't.
Yes.
I don't think they can attack.
Ain't that some shit?
Good. That's,
let's keep it that way.
That's yeah. So Santiago, you're up. I'm gonna do the same thing. Step up and swing for a crit
of
13.
Nice, 13 damage. Yeah. So you just slice through, and a bunch of them go flying for minus 13. And step back, and they're just swarming, and you guys are quick. You do a little dance. You guys doing a little dance. Now Sturm is up.
Sure, same routine, except I guess I'll knock them prone first.
A swarm. I think they're immune to prone.
No.
They're snakes. How do you knock a snake prone?
Figured it was
you flip it upside
shot.
Down yeah. And it rolls yeah. over yeah. immediately. And
they're conditioned so immunity prone.
Fine, be it's, like that.
That won't work.
Okay, well, that didn't work.
The crit fail. All right. So you step nice, back, nice. And it is... Oh, it's the one up top's turn.
It would be kind of metagaming, but I'm pretty sure at this point we should actually all just focus the top swarm until it's dead.
So Santiago is a 1, Ricky is a 2. 2. I rolled a 2. They move down and swarm all over Ricky.
There. All right.
He's easy prey.
There, yeah.
Or so they think.
That's right.
Until
the hat comes out.
So, I'm just gonna stand here and tank.
Yeah. Bat them away with your shield, knocking them prone.
Yeah, they don't. Not able to get in there, and really, I mean, they're biting you.
I mean, basically, just envision a 3-foot-tall gnome with a shield almost as large as himself, and I've just slammed it into the ground to block the hallway, and then I try and poke with my sword. That's really all I'm doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can't do that because Santiago, but dang.
So that was that guy. He can't do anything else. And this guy...
No!
One for Phelan, 2 for Sturm... Phelan.
I mean, it makes perfect sense, but still, fuck you, snakes.
Yeah.
They see the open... I mean, they see the fact that I'm not covered in metal armor, although they're stupid snakes, so yeah, it's still pretty random.
14's
a miss.
Ah, bummer. Dang it. All right, Phelan, you're up.
You used up your good rolls.
I did.
Those 4 vials of poison. So I smack with my staff for 20.
Dang.
Oof.
And for 7 damage, and then I make an unarmed strike for 7, which is a miss, obviously. And I make, I guess I... Nah, I don't use a key point. I just end my turn. After having done 7 damage to the snakes.
Uh-oh.
Swarming all around me.
I'm going to have to move you so I can actually click on it.
Yeah, it's a weird one, right?
Yeah.
How it works.
All right, put you back.
Maybe they could be on a different layer.
Yeah.
The snake layer.
Yeah, then you couldn't...
the map layer.
Yeah, I guess you'd be able to see that.
Yeah, on the map layer.
But then I have to switch to map layer.
That's a pain in the dick. You can just move him back and forth constantly. The time.
I think so. Alborn, you were up.
Okay, so if I try to make an attack against one of these, like Firebolt, is that going to come at a price since they're covering my allies?
Yes, if you miss badly.
Roll a 1 kind of thing?
Yeah.
I think I'm willing to take those odds. Do I take any penalty, like disadvantage or minus 2, or...
No, it doesn't say anything like that, so...
Okay, cool. Firebolt at Ricky. not at Ricky, but what? At the
in
snake
his direction.
Covering Ricky.
In the general snake direction.
I,
And hope for the best.
I roll
Shit.
Well, I roll to Rick.
20.
Okay, 20, I assume, destroys those fuckers.
D10.
What did you use again?
Firebolt.
Ricky rolled take a
1d1. Go ahead and feel free to take the 5 if you want, but I rolled a 4.
Is a 1d1 a critical strike, or a critical fail?
It is all these questions and none.
Exactly.
There is no spoon. Does a one die one have a die?
I don't know.
Yeah. I need to get to this guy here.
Shit, look up on your phone. Welcome.
So, what happened again? How much damage?
4 damage. I just, do a simple incantation and throw a fireball at the horde of snakes.
Alright. And, okay, so a blast into it and does 4-9 damage.
No, just the 4. The 5 was an accident.
Okay. Alright, then, Vernon, Ricky is amazingly not affected by it. And unless you want to do something else, Ricky, your turn.
Alright. So, is there any reason why I'm not in my original spot?
Or yeah, I just needed to...
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
You can put it back on, or you can just...
No, I'll leave it here. That way you can move that guy easier. Yeah. Alright, so I guess I'll stomp on the snakes I'll just swing at my sword.
Yeah, stomp and swing and do all sorts of...
Whatever it is Ricky Wrinklebottom does.
Massiveness. 14, that's it. That's what you need. That hits.
Alright. Damage. Boop.
10. That is nice damage. Yeah, and you're swinging through and cutting snakes in half here and there. They're flinging around. And get them off me. Get them off me. Santiago. Yeah, they really should have written something down for when people have to attack while they're swarming around another person. But
yeah.
But I'm just going to say if you roll a 1, then it's an automatic... It's an automatic hit on the other person.
Yeah.
They're swarming on.
Makes the most sense.
And that's when I get to roll my 10.
That's right. Yeah.
I didn't know that's what happened.
That's right. 12 will miss. The slashing. You're trying to be really careful around the gnome. Sturm, you are up.
Hey, look,
ooh,
a crit.
I crit for regular damage.
Yeah.
Are you me?
Is it max damage though? Almost.
No.
No. Max damage would be 11.
Get your filthy fangs off of me, you damn dirty snakes.
What did I do? I didn't get this guy. Alright, I gotta keep moving these things around. Alright. There's that. So 9 damage. And, yeah, you managed to work around the monk and squash a few of the snakes. And what happened to the other snake?
And the initial
hiding under the monk, and the other one's in between the gnome and the...
Yeah, how come he moved all the way down there? There we go.
He's scared.
All right, so this one
am
is
not
on Ricky. And that's a d20. 19. Resist. Oh, almost. You almost resist. Yeah, they get in there, and you're starting to feel it now. They're getting under your armor.
They are God, biting. No. No.
And what's that?
20. Gora.
This is...
Oh, God.
You need to make a DC 10 constitution save. Luckily, you're a fighter.
I don't know about luckily.
Pretty lucky.
20. 20's pretty nice.
That works.
And the piercing damage from the bites is going to be 9. And the poison. 9 piercing damage. Yeah. Half of this is. Here comes the poison. This is not pretty. 13. Half of 13 is 6.
Whoa!
15 total damage.
That's a lot of damage.
I'm at 9 HP. I shrug it off like nothing happened. And I look at that snake, all the snakes, and I just say, I'm coming for you. You better hold on.
What is their plus to hit? Oh, 6. That's pretty high, I guess.
Yeah, it's super high.
Like all right. I would have killed a normal gnome.
That's right. Rick is no normal gnome. Ooh, 22 on Phelan.
Oh, God. This is going in badly soon.
Here,
21 on the con save.
You got the con. So here's the piercing damage. 3.
Half of 4d6 is...
Ooh, 8. 11. 11 damage on the monk.
So, it's my turn, and,
So, what are your options while you're being swarmed?
I think you can move away. They won't move with you, and there's no kind of break free, but there will be an opportunity attack.
Pretty much just praise your god.
I mean, our healer does still...
Do we have a healer?
Yeah, Sturm's a healer.
Sturm, you're a healer, buddy. I didn't know that.
Okay. Some heal spells.
Okay, so indecision.
It's a tough one. Risk getting bit again by running away.
Risk it for the Triscuit.
Risk it.
That's the Ricky motto, but
yeah, risk it all. Risk it.
I mean, how fast were the snakes moving? Like.
They're quick.
If I could approximate their movement rate, would I say it's...
Well, they're pretty stupid, and I think they'll go... There's just a bunch of little ones, so they'll go for the nearest thing. That's why I did a D1-2 for when they attacked. Whatever's closest to it is what they're going to attack. Right now, you're closest to it, so they're not gonna leave you to go to somewhere else. You can pretty much that's pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, I feel like I have lower AC than Sturm, and I have lower less health than Sturm, and I have a lower con saving. Actually, I'm not sure about that one, but the others are true. Let me check how disengage works with monks. There's something about a disengage here. Being a monk. Step of wind or something?
Windy step?
Misty step, not misty step.
Just second level key. Flurry blows, patient step of the wind. You can spend one key point to take the disengage action as a bonus action.
Yeah, that's looking like disengage or dead. My jump distance is double. Well, that's fun to know, I guess. So I guess I use my action to just smack the snakes in front of me.
Yeah.
And with my quarterstaff. So 15?
15 hits.
For 8 damage.
Okay. I'm not gonna move you. Are you going to move?
Oh, well, yeah. But just, and the snakes are still up and writhing, but...
Yeah. When you're smashing them with your quarterstaff, I mean, you're getting solid swings at the mass of snakes, and
but they're not down.
You're squishing some, but I mean, you know that if it was one big solid snake, then that blow would have felt more solid. But it just kind of moves through the mass. You know, it's killing the little snakes, but. You're starting to realize that you're not getting the full effect of your swings.
Okay, so I disengage. Because I only have 8 HP left, and I go over here behind Album.
Yeah, hide behind the mage.
Yeah, hide behind the wizard. That's
big time. Thank you. And that's the end of my turn. I mean, if it comes to it, I have 45 movement, so I think I can kite the snakes really good, but I don't have a ranged weapon. So that's the thing. All 45 movement.
Though. Well, you can do strafing runs with them since they have...
You're welcome.
You can just run up, punch them, run away.
Yeah, I can do strafing runs. That's actually true. Yeah. And they're very stupid, so they might actually all roll for the strafing run.
Alborn, you're up.
Okay. Let's just do another fireball at the mass of snakes next to our good healer. He's going to be alone and, you know,
well,
I'm not going to hurt my allies.
22 will work. Oh, no.
From minimum one damage, I fizzle one.
Jeez, yeah.
Every time. I never do good damage with my firebolts. I've never gotten like a 9 or a 10.
That's not good.
Crit that once, though, on the
That's true, I did crit.
Was it on the main? No, it was on the dragon, it was the green dragon.
Yeah. Ricky?
Yeah.
Who's got the mic issues? They keep moving it around.
That's not me. My mic is still as a dead person. That's kind of morbid. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just preoccupied.
Is my mic? I don't know.
Mine's just in front of my face. I think I'm good.
Yeah. Something keeps moving. All right, Ricky, you're up.
All right, let's do this. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, I swing at him.
Let's go, Ricky. Let's go, Ricky.
Weapons. Attack.
Boop.
Use that inspiration! I mean, inspiration that's after twice. The fact, I feel in it, you know?
Yeah, that's twice.
Makes sense to me. I could lawyer for it.
That's right. The 7 misses.
Makes it more epic if you let him use it after the fact.
That's right.
Twist of fate.
Alright, are you going to try and get away from them, or you're...
Actually, you know what? It is at this moment in time, I'm going to bust out a new move I got whenever I got to level 2 that fighters
right.
get.
That's right.
And I'm going to use an extra action. I can only...
You can also use a second wind as a bonus action, right?
Yes, I can, which I'm actually going to do as my bonus action. But first, I'm going to swing at him again.
All right. Who's playing with the mic?
That's Santiago.
I actually had mine propped up that time. Like,
all right.
I looked.
Yeah,
so it can't be me.
Keep the mic muted or quit playing with it. 14 hits.
Can we just pretend I killed him?
We can all pretend.
That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing right now is pretending.
Let's make believe.
That's right.
All right, so 14 hit, right?
Yes.
So, all right, let's do this. Doop, boop.
Oh, minimum damage.
It hurts, doesn't it?
I've infected everyone.
Yeah.
With my minimum damage curse.
You go through and slice off a bunch of heads of snakes, and the swarm seems to be less. Santiago, you are up.
I non-lethally attack the swarm.
Oh, 6.
2 and a 1.
Ah, 2 and a 1.
Sure. Okay, can I do that heal as my bonus action or whatever?
Oh, sorry, yeah, go ahead.
1d10 plus 2.
You con, right?
I think it's plus your fighter level, right?
Yeah, it's plus fighter level.
2.
Wait, is it? Let me look. Class, because I got it right here. Second wind. All right, 1d10 plus, yeah, my fighter level, so 2. Awesome. All right.
All right, do
no
it.
No three.
Going to get 3 again.
Not bad.
That's all right. You got 7 back.
Half a point less than average, but whatever.
Yeah. All right, Stern. All
right. Hide behind the mage, which is a very good tactic.
How is the one over by Santiago and Ricky looking?
It looks, they're all over Ricky, and it's probably not quite as robust as the one in front of you. There seem to be fewer, but you don't know if it's just because Ricky's a gnome, and it just looks like there's less.
Yeah. The plan originally with the choke points kind of better against a giant snake, not a swarm of snakes.
A little bit.
These enemies, it almost seems almost irrelevant, your positioning, because they have a 0-foot range.
Yeah, but maybe don't leave the wizard exposed. Like, that would suck.
They're stupid, though, so they'll just go for whatever's closest, which if may you be the up wizard. There, it would be you.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and keep dealing with mine here.
All right. 24 will hit. 8.
Almost as much damage as my crit.
Yeah. right.
Oh god, it's a snake turn.
And now the snake on
If the snakes roll the crit, it's literally just lights out for your character. Because that's 12d6. That's 12d6. Well, actually, no, because saving throw, right? So I guess that wouldn't be... You wouldn't double the poison damage dice.
Here comes. Ooh,
here
attention.
Comes the snakes.
Oh, crit one. Snakes. Crit fail.
Their fangs break and they weep.
That's right. They're biting each other. It's a snake eating itself. All right.
Ouroboros.
And the other one moves up on... I'm not going to move it up on top of Eustorm so I can click on it, but it has swarmed around the cleric. Ooh, a 20. That will hit.
Well, now I'm glad I moved away, because I would have died.
So here is the piercing damage. Boom. 10. Is that right? Yeah, 2d6 piercing damage, and then a constitution, DC 10 constitution save.
That is nasty piercing damage roll.
Oh, you just made that. I had 11.
Close.
Ooh, again, a 15 with the poison, so a 7. 7 plus... What? 10. 17 damage? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay, I'm at 0.
That doesn't feel good.
Ah, damn it.
Well, on my way down, I am going to Wrath of the Storm him.
Oh, that's right. And you'll need to make a... another con save for System Shock. That's definitely right, more than half of your...
So I'm just going to do this. I'm going to channel Divinity. And then I'm going to use my... where is it? So it can save for half damage, but I'm dealing max damage of 16.
Oof. Save is 13 dex. It gets plus 4 on a dex save, which is never fun for the spellcaster.
40 or 50% chance of success. 40.
Oh! So 8 damage?
Yeah, so it takes 8 lightning damage.
8 lightning. Yeah, as you're falling, this electrical...
Disadvantage on the saving throw. It's a sewer. Lawyering. Okay.
8 damage. Yeah, so you just crispify a bunch of the snakes.
And you said a DC 10 saving throw. Oh!
Oh, yeah, that's too low. Now you gotta roll a D10.
Oh god, oh man.
A 10.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, since you're already out, it's the creature can't take reactions until the end of its next turn. So, while you're lying there in the water with snakes all over you, unconscious, you can't take any reactions, okay?
I'll try to keep that in mind.
Alright.
Limit myself.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Don't overexert yourself.
Phelan is up.
Oh god. Not actually sure how I feel about moving away now. Didn't think it'd one-hit KO you, but I guess I'll go for the weakened snake pile, although that's not necessarily... It's tough to say. Would I go for help out my friends who are still fighting, or help out Sturm who just went down? I think I'm going to go for the weakened snakes. And I attack them. 10.
Ah.
Fuck.
10 will not do it.
I'm going to spend the key to get 2 unarmed strikes for 22 and
19. Those will both hit.
A total of 9 damage.
9 damage.
And then... I guess... Can I move through Santiago? To here? Just to put him between me and the snakes.
I don't think so, right? I think you have to be like a halfling.
Step through a person's
square. You can travel through your allies.
Oh, travel through your allies, right.
Yeah, stepping through Santiago Square to get up there.
Yeah, you couldn't go
through. Wouldn't that be an attack of opportunity, though?
No.
It's a zero reach melee attack for the swarm.
And even if it wasn't, I didn't move through any skewers that would have given.
He didn't move away. He didn't move away from the.
I simply rotated around him.
Yeah, that's right. That's different now. Yeah.
So yeah, I just punched the snakes for 9 damage, and then and my turn on the other side of the swarm.
All right, Alburn, you are up.
Okay, so I'm going to cast
equidistant
right on the snake pile. I want to cast sleep on this one right here. And I can't ping because I don't have my thing. So I'm going to cast sleep on this one right here. It's going to also affect the one up there because it's within 20 feet. So I have to roll, I think, 46, maybe more.
It's for sleep, it's 5d8.
5d8, yeah, yeah.
It's well, I don't think you want any of us in range because we might have less
mana. You might be knocked the fuck out. You're right. It could happen. So I'm chancing it.
Put it down the
I tunnel. Turn to you in free action. I say, do it.
Yeah, I'm no. This is I'm channel. That helps if I don't use Dungeon Master's Guide.
A little bit over here.
I'm casting it. I'm casting it right on this one, so that way, because Sturm's already asleep. So the only one that's it's going to hit is Santiago.
But Santiago might have less max HP than the snake has remaining.
And he might be knocked out. It's worth it.
But if you put it in here, wouldn't it only hit this pile?
I want to hit the other pile, too. I think it's worth a chance.
I'm not sure the stakes have that little HP left. At least the one down there only took, what?
The one down there has a lot more health than the one.
Which means you go to Santiago first, and then only the remaining from Santiago's, 19 HP or whatever, only that remaining amount would go to that snake pile down there. I'm not sure it has a little enough health. The average of 5d8 is Santiago's max HP.
It starts with him. I was thinking it starts with him.
Yeah. It's not whoever's closest. It's whoever has the shittiest amount of max health.
Yeah.
Which would probably be Santiago. It might not. Who knows? Maybe we weakened it, but I don't think we did. We did 8 damage plus my damage, which
plus one
have resistance too. I'm not sure.
Well, the one next to Sturm is taken. I mean, unless damage is getting halved for some reason.
Okay, I'm just going to cast it in that hallway, so that way it just hits the one pile.
Unless it doesn't go around the corners, I think it goes around corners.
It goes. It's anything within 20 feet. I'm pulling it up now. I was looking at the back of the DM's guide, why can't I find the spells? This is weird. 5d8, and within 20 feet of a point I choose.
Right.
So it's anything. Yeah. So I'm just going to cast it right here, so that way nothing is in within range. And someone roll 5d8. Roll 5. Sorry. D8. Plus 0. Sorry.
27.
Nine. Yeah. And, the mass of snakes goes inert.
They stop moving?
They stop moving.
Okay, sweetness. And that'll be the end of my turn.
All right. What's a good... The one that you're using for your death symbol there, Sturm, is looks like a guy that's sleeping. You're sleeping. That's why you used it. I got it now. There is no unconscious one. Sweet. Where are we at? Ricky.
Yes.
You are up.
Ooh, I'm actually going to move closer to him also.
So, are these snakes around me still alive?
They are. They are biting. There's fewer of them.
I'd like to say false. They are no longer alive because I'm killing them.
Oh, goddammit. 7 will not hit. Cannot get them off of you.
Well, that's all I'm good for, so. All
right, Santiago. 22 will hit.
12.
12.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
He's mastered the usage of not shitty damage dice.
Yeah, there you got the ones that were massing around Ricky. There's still some climbing all over him, but you got a lot of them. Sturm is making a death saving throw at this point.
I mean, Sturm's on the ground dying again.
Sturm is dying.
Hey, man.
It happened. There it is.
Got it.
Oh, very 15. Good.
15, you are all right.
And the swarm on Ricky. Tikitave, 17.
Thank God, nothing on me.
17 doesn't hit?
18.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you got the shield out, that's right.
So thank
goodness. So you're up to 18. Oh, okay, so, and these guys are sleeping. So Phelan, you are up. Oh, there you are, you're already going. 24 will hit, 11 will not.
So I rolled, yep, my 5 damage. Yep, I'm done. 5 damage.
5 bludgeoning, okay.
1d6, always rolling those 1s and 2s.
Yeah, you're just picking them off one at a time now, squishing them. Alborn.
Okay, I'm going to try and stabilize Sturm, so I'm going to try and patch him up.
All right.
It's just a straight DC 20, right? Or is it a medicine check?
It is a... Yeah, I think it's a medicine check.
Okay. Then let me just pull that up really fast.
Wisdom?
Wisdom.
Kind of seems like it should be an int thing. Yep, that's it.
Okay, so he's stabilized.
Wisdom, you got it. He's stabilized.
So does that leave me unconscious, or does that give me back a hit point?
Unconscious.
You wake up in 1d4 hours, I think.
Yeah, you want to roll the 1d4?
Sure.
Yeah, see how long you're going to be out for. Oh, good. There you go. Ricky.
Yes.
1 hour. You are up, Ricky. There are snakes. All right. There are still snakes on you.
Oh, God. Rick. That doesn't sound pleasant.
Rick. Get it, Rick.
Okay. Rick. So I'm going to attack him.
Boop. Get him. 15 hits, right? 14 AC.
Boop. These
and if it hits,
crits.
Oh, 4. Yeah, I think you got 2 crits and a 20 on your advantage, if you had your advantage. Yeah, you guys are just picking them off. There's still a few left. Santiago, see if you can get the last few. 16 will hit, 11 will do it. Yeah, you guys managed to disperse the ones, and these ones that are sleeping next to Alborn, they're just kind of lying there. How long does that last?
Lasts for a minute, so it's got 5 rounds.
All right.
No, wait. I like 9 more rounds.
Yeah. All right. Sturm is stabilized. There are sleeping snakes floating all around Alborn and Sturm. And the rest of them are dead, so what do you do?
Okay, do not touch the sleeping snakes. We don't want to wake them up. I don't know. Do we leave or do we attempt to kill all these things before they wake up?
Well.
I say...
Attacking them is just going to be a crit.
Of course.
I say this is not the amount of snakes I thought would be down here. We need to get out. This is ridiculous. They could kill us in this number. Why are we even fighting? For a dead man? For a dead stable hand. Okay. Seems that I do not think so. This is not a good idea.
I look at him. And I look at him good. I look at him with my Ricky eyes and I say, we will save anyone, no matter how small.
Do you think the snakes are holding someone hostage? There is no one to save. They are dead.
All right. Riddle me this. Why the hell would there be swarms of super deadly snakes in the middle of a sewer? Like, okay, a normal sewer, you know what? Whatever. Maybe a few snakes. But no, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
Either we leave or you start dealing with the sleeping snakes, one of the two, because they're going to be waking up.
All right. How about this?
I wouldn't know that. Never mind.
Okay, so...
I just said they're going to be waking up. So.
I take up the snakes, and I go through this arduous task, and I take every single snake, and I tie them all together in a giant knot.
Yes.
Can we just go to the snakes and start snapping them in half? I mean, okay. I don't know why they would wake up.
I'm dragging Sturm away from this. So.
Unless they're in a hive mind,
you need to secure Sturm.
Yeah, I'm taking Sturm away over here.
I tie every single one of them into a giant knot.
You might have to make a strength check to lift Sturm their album.
No, just a drag. I should be fine.
Okay, yeah.
It's...
No, you're going to drag him. Okay. Just pull him through.
Yeah, sludge. Like, he can pull him through the sludgy, poopy water. I don't really care.
Yeah.
It's better than leaving him to die.
Yeah.
So,
if you guys notice, like, none of the poop gets on my clothing.
What are the sleep rules? Okay, the sleep rules for a swarm, unless they're a hive mind, how would they even wake up?
Just the magic wearing off after a minute.
Yeah, they wake up after a minute.
If I start walking up and snapping the snakes in half, just pick up sleeping snake, snap in half, pick up the sleeping snake, snap it. Like,
yeah, you can
would
go
that
ahead.
Even wake them all up? Can I just do that?
You can just slam them. Yeah, do it.
I just, like, cautiously go up to one, snap in half, see what happens to the others. Nothing. I just start snapping them all in half, killing all the snakes. I assume I can get this done before a minute if I do it quickly. If after 30 seconds, if I notice I haven't killed half of them, I just get the fuck out, but...
Yeah. There is... In a minute... You can snap a bunch.
After 30 seconds, I'm like, how far have I gotten? Like, because I'm not...
Oh, that's a tough one. They're at... Yeah, okay.
Santiago help.
Ricky and Santiago be helping.
Santiago
out.
And Ricky.
Murder them all. Like,
yeah, you guys can do it if you all work together.
Hey, we all work together killing the snakes.
Yeah.
And they're all dead. And then I turn to Ricky and I'm like, hey... Maybe these snakes are here protecting something evil. They are, I don't know, enchanted, ensorcelled. They were created by something evil. I don't know, but if there's always the chance that this is some kind of evil mastermind or something, but we don't know. And these snakes are extremely dangerous. They almost killed Sturm. They almost killed me. We should not. And who are we even doing this for?
We're doing this for someone who can't do it for themselves.
This is nothing but a mission of pointless vengeance against mindless creatures who don't even understand the crime they committed. This is ridiculous.
Then leave.
Well,
just go.
Regardless of what, enough bickering, you two. We need to figure out what to do with Sturm. He's not looking well. Is there any way we can help him, or do we just have to let him?
Let's get him back to the temple when I take one of his arms over my shoulder and I start. Oh, yeah, we should probably give him a vial of antitoxin as well.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Poison is in his system. Which by the game rules, I don't think he's taking ongoing damage.
But hey,
antitoxin won't do anything, though. All it does
in the game rules, I don't think it makes any sense to give him the antitoxin. But outside of the game rules...
Yeah, we would totally just be like, okay, he just got effed up by a bunch of poisonous snakes. Maybe we should give him some antitoxin.
Yeah, I think role-playing it makes way more sense.
That's right.
So we give him the antitoxin, and he is able to drink it, and then we need to take him back to the temple in case his injuries are very severe. And I just like get one of his arms over my shoulder, and I assume... Santiago takes the other arm and we haul him out of here.
Yes, you do. And you'll get the you can get a point of inspiration for giving him the antitoxin.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
And yeah, so you drag him out. Ricky is looking longingly back at wanting to kill more snakes.
Kill all the snakes!
Kill them all!
Wimps. All of you. Wimps.
You're damaged.
I'm prepared. I'm prepared.
You're totally not.
I'm totally prepared to give my life for this little girl's father.
Yeah, Alvorn doesn't know about that. Like, they're commoners. You know, he believes that, like, the nobles have a... You know... Our lives are worth more, let's be honest.
If I hear this, I'm just like...
Just put all the cards on the table there. Just, you know, come on.
Yeah. He's feeling pretty exhausted. Like, he's casting all these spells. He feels like he's doing a lot of the work, even though he's not being touched.
Yeah.
Killing a bunch of mindless snakes is not going to help many people. I don't believe many people have a reason to even go into the sewers.
Wait, I got an idea, guys. I walk over and just, like, to the wall... Press my hand against it, and these words appear that say, "Do not enter sewers." How about I just put these out? Anyone dumb enough to go in there? Fuck it. Darwin at work.
That's right. All right, that is it. The boys have a plan now for saving the peasants from the poisonous snakes of the sewers. Big signs. Hope they can read. Anyway, that's it for session two. Session three, just a little portent of what that has to come. Alborn, who we just heard speaking, could not make it back for that session three, but we had the triumphant return of Maladar, the wood elf cleric who hates all religions. So session three coming up next week. We'll continue with the boys in Oyen Hamil. Hope you're enjoying that. That's it for now. Go check out the website, www.bravenewdungeon.com, and check out the Twitter, @BraveNewDungeon, and you can email me, gmborgia@gmail.com. And had a very cool write-up or review from a listener who... who has been following the Twitter and listening to the show. Just want to put a plug out there while I look it up real quick. It's not here, is it? God damn it. Well, let's see. Give me a minute to pull up the Twitter. And I just wanted to plug the website of... Where the hell is it? Evan at EK Narfer. EKNARFER. He's got a website called A Sage Among His Books. Go check it out. A Sage Among, AMONG, His Books. All one word, no spaces. A Sage Among His Books. Got a cool blog over there. And thanks so much for the kind words. It mentions Brave New Dungeon and a couple other stuff. He's into 13th Age. So if you're into 13th Age, go check that out for sure. I did have another session with some four Brave New Souls. Some guys just picked up. One guy was making his character sheet as we started playing. It was a good time. It was a good session. I will edit that together, and we'll have another adventure line going on here at the live play, the 5e live play podcast, Brave New Dungeon. So look forward to that. And that's it for now. Thanks so much for listening. I will see you next time.